You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Happy Monday to you. Great to be with you here on the show. We'll preview the final game of the week, of course, in Monday Night Football, which is coming up fast and furious. Of course, we will have Andrew Erickson coming up for you later on the show. We got Fantasy Reality, Sports Grid 60, all the fantasy standouts from the previous week. And I would say, Davis, that probably this was the most fun week of the fantasy football season. I mean, I look around and I see the scoring. That's not going to be indicative of how much fun the week was, because there were some teams in both my leagues who did push, you know, high totals. But I think in a week where you had just basically every game played except a couple come down to the last 2 minutes, like, I mean, you can't ask for more. And obviously everyone is talking about that great game between Buffalo and Minnesota, which since last year's, I think it was the AFC Championship, I just don't recall a game being that good in a long time. So I guess that's a good place to start.
Yeah, the Chiefs Bills, the 13 seconds, the AFC divisional game, actually not even the conference championship. The conference championship was a real stinker. That Bengals Chiefs game was 60 minutes of mediocrity for sure. So yeah, I mean, and huge market movements. The Bills entered into yesterday's games as the one seed in the AFC. They left yesterday's games as the sixth seed in the AFC. The AFC is that competitive. Would have been a huge shakeup had the Chargers been able to win that game against the 49ers. That would have really made things pretty tense for the Bills. But they were definitely rooting for Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers. But huge changes in the MVP market, huge changes in the AFC, eventual championship market. I do really just kind of one of the most fascinating things from a gambling perspective, I thought.
Yeah, absolutely. Dolphins playing great football as well. Chiefs end up beating Kansas City. Maybe that's the AFC Championship. Josh Allen leading the league in interceptions. Who would have thought that? All right, let's get to our headlines here on the show as we begin here on this Monday. Again, closing in on Thanksgiving as well. So hopefully everyone is out there ready for the holiday season. It's coming fast. Yeah, Justin Jefferson, I was watching this live, may have made one of the greatest catches that I've ever seen. He and Patrick Peterson, really Josh Allen interception, though he threw that ball right to Patrick Peterson. They lead the Vikings to a comeback win. All Josh Allen had to do twice in this game was lay down to win the game on his own goal line and in the red zone of the Minnesota Vikings. But Wow, tough one there. Hey, Christian Watson, if he's available in a fantasy league for some reason, this looks like Aaron Rodgers' guy. And the Packers looked like the Packers all of a sudden yesterday. Where did that come from? They beat the Dallas Cowboys in overtime. Another exciting game yesterday. Jeff Saturday. Hey, we talked about this last week. What would be the narrative? Colts win. Saturday can coach. That's exactly what ended up happening. Boy, the Raiders just were terrible. Jerry Jeudy, Cooper Kupp. That's the big name. Cooper Kupp probably going to be out for a bit. And also Juju Smith-Schuster with a concussion. So maybe only 1 week for him. They left early with injuries in week 10. But yeah, I mean, a lot of headlines to talk about here. I mean, Christian Watson, who knows? Maybe this is Aaron Rodgers' guy. I mean, certainly we've been trying to make different players Aaron Rodgers' guy, Davis. I think that would be fair. We've tried to make Cobb back his guy again. We tried to make Lazard his guy again. We tried to make Dobbs his guy again. I really think, though, in watching that game, that this kid Watson has a chance to be the guy, not Allison, Valdez-Scantling. I got a million names I can go with the Packers. He looks like the guy. And how about the Colts, man? How about the Colts? I mean, they really didn't have to do anything in this game except for watch the Raiders implode.
Yeah, I mean, does not look particularly kind on Jim Irsay to you know, effectively tell Frank Reich, you have to start Sam Ehlinger, you know, that's our guy. And then turns out pregame warmups, we're going back to Matt Ryan. And, you know, who would have guessed we look much better with Matt Ryan under center than Sam Ehlinger? I think probably the biggest fantasy football storyline got to be the Leonard Fournette hip injury that he suffered over in Germany, and then the Cooper Kupp lower body injury. We don't have an official diagnosis on either one of those guys. Rashad White, first 100-yard career game yesterday. And, I mean, the Los Angeles Rams talk, I mean, Stafford is out and Walford's in and Perkins in and they can't gain any yards. And I think Cooper Kupp had negative receiving yards when he got hurt yesterday. I mean, just, Sean McVay, I think it would be a good move for him right now to go do TV for a couple of years and then come back, you know, and coach whatever team he wants 2-3 years from now, be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys or something, because I don't see any path to this Rams roster competing. I mean, they have no draft picks. They're paying Stafford and Donald and Kupp all this money. I mean, they are between a rock and a hard place for sure.
Yeah, no, they definitely. I mean, I thought Colt McCoy actually looked okay for a longer period of time than Walford did. Walford looked like he could not play in the NFL. So you're right, Davis. Rams up against it, but Stafford probably back after the concussion, I would guess. No doubt about that. Real quick, Davis, let's get to some of these other topics that we're talking about. Other injuries, Jerry Jeudy of Denver. It was good to see Aaron Jones play yesterday. Ezekiel Elliott missed that game for Dallas as well.
Yep, and I mean, look, you already know what's coming. Tony Pollard has 3 career starts. He's got 600 yards and 6 touchdowns. Not misspeaking.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Not a typo. 600 yards, 6 touchdowns, and 3 NFL starts. You know what's happening, though. The second Zeke's knee is fine, they're sticking him back in there. It's just, it's probably the most frustrating storyline for me in the NFL, honestly.
Yeah, crazy games yesterday. We're going to get to them all. Some big fantasy standouts at the quarterback position. Tight ends actually came up big yesterday if you found the right one, too. So stay on the grid. We're going to recap it all here on this Monday. Glad to be with you here on Fantasy Sports Today. We'll be right back. So stay on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As always, our fantasy standouts on a Monday morning from the week that passed. Davis and I will dive into who did what. And at the end, we'll also find some duds. Of course, a lot of the players, you know, great games yesterday. So let's get started here at quarterback. And no change from the week before. The guy at the top remains the guy at the top. From a fantasy perspective, there's just no touching Justin Fields right now. He's by far the best fantasy quarterback in the NFL. 167 passing yards. 147 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns passing, 2 touchdowns rushing. He's the only player in NFL history ever to do that, which is crazy to think, but he was the only player to have 100 passing yards, 100 rushing yards, and 2 touchdowns apiece, air and ground. What's there left to say? Play this guy every week. Patrick Mahomes is just boring at this point because he's just number 2 or number 3 on our list every week. 331, 39 rushing yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception. Tua Tagovailoa, a phenomenal game, maybe the MVP of the league at this point. Got to start considering that. 285 passing yards and 3 touchdowns. Dak Prescott, 255, also 3 touchdowns, but 2 interceptions, 1 big one. And Aaron Rodgers, got to give him credit when credit's due. He had a great game yesterday. 224 passing, 4 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns. Probably should have had a fourth to Watson, but Watson looked like he was not looking for the ball at the time. But look, it's more or less the same players, it feels like, every week. Now, Lamar Jackson was off, but I suppose there's two stories, I think, here. The first is obviously Fields and Mahomes and Lamar Jackson just playing amazing along with Tua. And the other thing is that Davis, like Josh Allen, like if you play in a league where you're losing points for picks, you're just going to swallow all the points that you had last week, because he still had a great game anyway on Sunday because he rushed for a ton of yards. But he is throwing a ton of interceptions this year.
Well, I mean, you know, that's kind of the name of the game, right? I mean, that's always been the deal with him, is that he's just a little bit careless with the ball. Yeah, obviously he's great. He's given his team an opportunity to win lots of games, but I mean, that the interception he threw against the Jets, I mean, that's like the kind of like Josh Rosen level mistake. And I think, you know, with guys like that, I mean, you live with it with Fields, you live with it with, I mean, Mahomes was throwing a bunch of picks last year. Now, obviously Mahomes is kind of a different category than these guys because he doesn't do it so much with his legs. He kind of uses his mobility to move around the pocket. But yeah, I mean, I just think that you kind of have to live with it. You know, no Kyler this week. The Arizona offense, I think, since the return of DeAndre Hopkins, does look a step better for sure. And in the NFC, you are definitely not dead to make the playoffs. I mean, how many teams right in the NFC are even dead to make the playoffs? So they are going to keep going for it. The thing I'm really interested with Fields is they play the Falcons this week. So obviously you're playing him. He's going to get a million points, but their schedule is about to get pretty tough. They play the Eagles and the Bills in, I believe, weeks 13 and week 15, because they have a bye week sitting in there. And I wonder how he's going to look against a different caliber of defenses when they really try and take away some of those rushing lanes. Obviously, I don't think you can stop him from running entirely because he's just that good. But I do think there's a little bit of tougher sledding ahead.
Yeah, tough to tackle, too. Even on the last play of the game, it took like seven guys to get him down. What a great fantasy pickup he has been. Maybe some people cut him after week two or week three, which is crazy. All right, the return of Jonathan Taylor paid off big time yesterday. He looked great against the Las Vegas Raiders, 147 rushing yards, two receptions, and 16 yards. Aaron Jones, the primary ball carrier yesterday for the Packers, he had 138 on the ground, also two receptions and a touchdown. Dalvin Cook, very good for Minnesota. Why they didn't give that dude the ball at the end of the game and let Cousins run it, I'll never know. 119 rushing yards, three receptions, 27 yards, and a touchdown. Saquon Barkley, boy, he has proven everyone wrong this year. 152 and a touchdown as well. And then James Conner, this was the James Conner Davis we saw last year, which was not a ton of yards, not a ton of receptions, but just sort of falling into the end zone, and he scored twice yesterday. But as you can see here, Davis, from the standouts, this is a rare thing to see, so many running backs performing well yesterday. Now, obviously, on the flip side, there were some that did not, but we generally got good performances yesterday from RB1s and RB2s.
Well, what I think is kind of interesting is the definition of what like a really great game is for running back has kind of shifted. None of these guys over 30 fantasy points. We're going to get to the wide receiver fantasy standouts. Bunch of those guys got, 35, 40 fantasy points. And some of that is just, the nature of, PPR and stuff like that. But even Jonathan Taylor, our highest scoring running back of the day, didn't get to 30. Probably the most noteworthy fantasy performance for me in terms of expectations going forward was James Conner returning from injury. So he came back in week 9, played 71% of the snaps. This week, adios Darrell Williams, adios Eno Benjamin, adios Keonta Ingram, 96% of the snaps for James Conner, 21 rushes, 3 targets. I mean, that is elite, elite, elite usage at the running back position. And a lot of teams, if you were able to, kind of just survive and subsist throughout James Conner's absence, you might have found a league winner there sitting on the back of your bench. And also, we see this with guys who get mid-season injuries when they're fully healthy, when they actually have the time to like fully get their bodies right. They come back week 10, James Conner's feeling fresh as a spring daisy. These linebackers and stuff, they've been getting beat up for 3 months of the NFL season. James Conner's feeling great. I mean, we saw this with Rashad Penny last year. When these guys are fully healthy and they come back, like, they do have an advantage, I think.
All right, now over to wide receiver, and the most receptions in the day yesterday was CeeDee Lamb of the Dallas Cowboys. He had 11, 150, and 2 touchdowns in the game yesterday. In addition to that, we also had Justin Jefferson, who I'm guessing at this point, Davis, is as rock solid number one overall pick as anyone. 10 receptions, 193, and a touchdown. We mentioned Christian Watson with his breakout game. He had 3 touchdowns, 4 receptions, 107 yards. Christian Kirk, again, a great season for Kirk, you have to say at this point. 9 for 105 and 2 scores. And Nick Westbrook-Ikhine had 5 receptions, 119, and 2 touchdowns. I remember him, Davis, from last year having one or two really good games for Tennessee. They're just not getting a ton of production from the wide receiving core there. But naturally, a lot of standouts there for sure. I mean, I'm going to guess Christian Watson's pretty much owned in what I don't know what percent, like 60%, 70% of leagues. But he becomes the number one pickup this week if he is available, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, any league where he's out there. And he had been banged up, so he actually had to leave 2 games in a row. So he got injured in week 5, didn't play for 3 weeks. Then in week 8, he comes in, immediately suffers a concussion, comes back in week 9, and then the Amon-Ra St. Brown thing happens to him where he had to go get checked for a concussion, didn't really have one, but because of the Tua rules, the concussion checks are different. So actually, there are some weird things that maybe would lead him to being out there in your league. Obviously, you do need to pick him up. And then, the Nick Westbrook-Ikhine stuff, not buying it. But Treylon Burks came back in that game, got 6 targets, played 56% of the snaps. I'm pretty excited to see and see if Burks gets a larger role over the second half of the season.
All right, over to tight end we go, and some pretty good performances if you ended up playing some of these players yesterday. Cole Kmet had 4 receptions for 74 yards and 2 touchdowns. His connection with Fields keeps going. I think he got hurt in that game. I don't know if it was serious or not. Travis Kelce, 6 receptions, 81 yards and a touchdown. That's pretty much standard every week. Dalton Schultz for the Cowboys, 6 for 54 and a score. Tyler Higbee was Walford's favorite target yesterday. No doubt about that. He had 8 receptions for 73 yards. And hey, Juwan Johnson has not had a bad season. 5 receptions, 44 yards, and 1 touchdown there. Also want to mention Zach Ertz, Davis, of the Arizona Cardinals, left that game. Probably a long-term injury there. So another tight end going down yesterday as well.
Yeah, we'll be able to pick up Trey McBride this week on waivers. I guess just honestly, just a note here on Kmet. He is, you know, just playing pretty much every single snap. He did get banged up at the end of that game. We'll see how serious it is. But Cole Kmet, I mean, if Fields is going to be this efficient and this productive and the Bears are going to be scoring this many points, you got to have Kmet in your lineup. I mean, pretty much every single week. I think he's a top 10 tight end moving forward, assuming that this injury doesn't end up being anything too serious.
All right, we'll take a quick timeout. Andrew Erickson is back with us here on a Monday in the house. And we'll go over the Monday night football slate.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Let's talk about some of the things that happened in fantasy football. So it's noon at 2:00 Eastern for another edition of Newswire. So don't go away. We'll be right back. Break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports today here on Sports Grid. A great Sunday of football. Going to be finished off with perhaps a good game on Monday Night Football. You never know. I'm expecting the unexpected every week from now on in this league. I am not guaranteed anything. Joining us now to talk about that, of course, and a whole lot more, Andrew Erickson, who, of course, you can find over at Fantasy Pros, joins us now here on the show, along with, of course, Davis here on the show. Andrew, great to have you back here on the show. Very exciting Sunday, I thought. Outside of maybe week one, I thought this was my favorite week of the season.
Yeah, I mean, we got the game of the year between the Bills and the Minnesota Vikings. You know, Stephon Diggs made the highlight reel catch that we thought, oh my God, this was the catch of the game. And then Justin Jefferson on that 4th and 18. The defender had two hands on the ball. Justin Jefferson comes down with it with one hand. Just absolute madness.
All right, so let's take a look at tonight's game. It's Philadelphia and Washington. Of course, on paper, we know what's supposed to happen, but that is not what happens in the NFL. So let's see what we have in terms of pricing tonight. Let's start off and take a look for those of you who, by the way, are playing on DraftKings. Jalen Hurts is 18,300. We have A.J. Brown at 15,900. Miles Sanders at 14,700. Washington's quarterback is Taylor Heinicke. He's 13,500. Terry McLaurin, who's had a quiet season at 12,300. And Andrew Devonta Smith is 12,000 tonight. So obviously we're looking for a captain spot and we're looking for some game theory tonight. Who do you like?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to try to figure out, okay, just got to play your Eagles. Just got to figure out which guy is going to ultimately score and have the big game, because we've seen it from all of these guys, where I think Devonta Smith is probably the person I'm gravitating towards the most. I think that he might not be as popular as A.J. Brown, but the last time Devonta Smith played the Washington Commanders, he was wide receiver one overall that week. So I think that Smith, after a couple down games, I do like going to him, you know, stacking him with Jalen Hurts along with a bunch of other Eagles players, and then trying to figure out what are the bring back options. I like Antonio Gibson. You know, the Eagles, when they all run on, allowing 5 yards per carry, we know that Gibson is more involved in the passing game. There is no J.D. McKissick, so you could see Antonio Gibson benefiting from a negative game script while also ripping off some big runs. And then one thing to mention as well, Avante Maddox for the Eagles, their slot cornerback, he's out. And in two games without Maddox this season, the Eagles have been just destroyed by slot receivers, allowing 54 fantasy points total in the two games that he missed. So Curtis Samuel, as a guy that you can look at as a bring back option, I think is interesting.
I mean, I think pretty clearly the game theory angle to take here would be to get overweight on Washington football team guys, especially in the captain, McLaurin, Samuel, Dotson, Gibson. I would guess conservatively, Jalen Hurts, Devonta Smith, and A.J. Brown are going to take about 40 to 45% of the total captain ownership in this slate on DraftKings. So just getting a Washington football team guy, like, I don't think any Washington football team player will be over 10% in the captain. I agree with Andrew. I really like the Gibson point. Played a season high in snaps last week, other than week one, had 3 targets. Dotson is probably the guy I'm going to be most overweight on relative to the field. He's had 5 weeks now to recover from this hamstring injury. Seems to kind of be the red zone guy in this offense. And then a couple other guys to mention in flex. Logan Thomas seems to be fully back from this hamstring injury. But then also Armani Rodgers is, I believe, $1,000 in the flex on this slate. They've used him on a couple wildcat quarterback snaps. He was a quarterback in college, converted tight end, and played 36% of snaps for them in their most recent game. I kind of like him as well.
All right. Now let's go back to week 10 and do some recapping. We got Andrew here, so let's take advantage of it. Naturally, you know, there was a lot of surprises on Sunday. One of the surprises, maybe for some, not for me, was the Colts going into Las Vegas and dismantling the Raiders. Now, obviously, Andrew, none of us thought that Matt Ryan was starting until about an hour before the game, when all the reports were basically saying that he was taking all the first team snaps. He did have a 2021 Matt Ryan game, I would say, threw for 222 yards, shockingly busted out open and had a really long run in this game, and also threw for 2 touchdowns. But I don't know, Andrew, this sort of sniffs like Jeff Saturday making a call to Jim Irsay late Saturday night going, come on, man. Like, you know, you really want to give me a shot? Like, you got to let me play Matt Ryan. At least that's the way I sort of feel like this went down.
Yeah, I mean, Matt Ryan was doing his best Justin Fields impression here with that 39-yard rush. So absolutely amazing to see him kind of just take off and run, because no one's obviously accounting for him as a rusher. But I think you have to credit the success for the Colts really to just the Raiders. Like, this team is so dysfunctional on defense. The fact that they have Max Crosby and Chandler Jones and still can't generate any type of pressure, I mean, that's what's really stopped this Colts offense from being able to function, is because they can't protect their quarterback, whether it's been Ellinger or Matt Ryan when he was healthy to start the season. It's just been the pressure. But this was the perfect matchup for them against the Raiders. So again, I want to come on here and say I'm not super surprised that the Colts ended up pulling out the win, but when Matt Ryan was named the starter and he was starting, I was like, well, yeah, I really wish I had not streamed the Raiders defense in a lot of my fantasy leagues. I immediately regretted that when I saw Matt Ryan under center. But I think with Matt Ryan moving forward, he does give hope for your pass catchers, Paris Campbell, Michael Pittman both saw nine targets in this game. But I mean, the next couple of weeks, they got the Eagles, Steelers, Cowboys. Like, none of those teams are anything like the Raiders defense. So I still think it's going to be tough sledding for the Colts offense overall, because I do not think the offensive line is going to hold up against those defensive fronts.
I don't really think it changes their outlook all that much in terms of, like, can they make the playoffs? Can they win the division? You know, so Matt Ryan is better than Sam Ehlinger. They certainly, I mean, I'd set the line at maybe like 1.5 wins rest of the way. If Ehlinger was the quarterback, Matt Ryan will be better. You can start Michael Pittman. You can, in deeper leagues, start Paris Campbell. But I don't think the Colts are reinvented as a team. I just think the Raiders might really, truly be that bad of a team and that bad of a franchise right now.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of close losses all season long for the Raiders, but yesterday, sort of no excuse for a game like that, no doubt. All right, in Kansas City, things on the ground started off a little bit dicey, Andrew. Isaiah Pacheco is now seeing a lot more time on the field, a lot more carries. Started off with a fumble in the game last week, and I thought maybe, oh boy, they're just going to go back to Edwards-Helaire or play Jarrett McKinnon, but they stuck with Pacheco, and he looked pretty good. Now, my co-host Davis thinks Ronald Jones should get some action. I totally disagree with this. But it's Kansas City, so we got to put that hat on for Davis on this one. But regardless, I just don't want to own any running. I have Pacheco by in a way the league. I can't play this guy. Like, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen on any given week. It feels like New England all over again with just using several players. They're all sort of good, but none of them get enough to be fantasy valuable. Is there a chance, do you think, that Pacheco could get more snaps, could get more goal line carries, could get more action?
Well, I mean, they're giving him a bigger opportunity than they really had given Clyde Edwards-Helaire during the beginning of the season. Even when CEH was the main guy for them, you know, he was barely averaging, you know, 11, 12 touches per game. So to see Pacheco come out here and total 16 carries for 82 yards, the fact that he did fumble in the red zone, they still ended up feeding him. I think that's really encouraging for how they view him. They view him as the most explosive rusher that they have on the active roster. Now, Jarek McKinnon's obviously used in the passing game, but I mean, week 11, they're playing the Chargers. The Chargers, what is the one thing we know about LA's defense? They cannot stop the run. So it'll be tempting for the Chiefs, who just don't want to run the ball ever. Maybe they eat into it a little bit by using Pacheco. I mean, I feel decent enough where I'm probably recommending Pacheco as a low-end RB2 option against a really good matchup against the LA Chargers in week 11.
Probably the biggest difference in how the Chiefs handled their running backs ended up just being something that wasn't really reported, which is that Clyde Edwards-Helaire suffered an injury in practice this week, which I think is a big explanatory variable for why he didn't play very much. I mean, honestly, for me, Pacheco looks like a guy. I've seen a million running backs like this in my life. He looks like a guy when there's space, when there's a very clearly defined hole, really good, right? Has the juice, really fast. Unfortunately, a lot of the Isaiah Pacheco experience is him not finding the hole, running directly into a defensive lineman, running directly into a linebacker, not particularly good in pass. Honestly, the only Chiefs running back I would ever start this season, I think, would be McKinnon. I think when these games count, when they're playing games that are going to determine seeding for the AFC in the back half of the season, it's going to be McKinnon playing 50, 60% of the snaps the same way it was last year. The biggest thing Pacheco could have going for him would be getting that goal line work. What's the problem with goal line work, though? No one loves to get fancy in the red zone more than Andy Reid. You know, Noah Gray quarterback sneaks. You know, you got all the Andy Reid stuff, but it's just a bad situation for fantasy because three guys are playing.
Yeah. All right, let's close it out, guys, with the old man at quarterback. We talked about Aaron Rodgers having a good week. And, Andrew, who would have known Rodgers and Brady both with good weeks? Now, obviously, the first half for Tampa Bay was great. They sort of let Seattle sneak back into this game. 258 passing yards, two touchdowns, one interception. I don't think it'll surprise anyone when the Bucs win the division, Andrew, at like 9-8. And maybe Brady's best football is still yet to come. But you heard what the broadcasters were talking about. And, Andrew, those guys get to interview the coaches before the game. I think they're scaling back how many times Brady's going to throw the ball. So while he did play well yesterday, I mean, I don't know that you're going to see 50 passes again until the end of the season when they need it.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely committed to the ground game. You know, we saw over 100 rushing yards from Rashad White here, and they're just not getting away from it. You know, on early downs, they're like, let's run the ball. And obviously, Brady was more efficient in this game. 8.9 yards per attempt was a season high. It was only the second time all year he threw for multiple touchdowns. So you're good to see him go on the better side of some of this efficiency variance that he's really been suffering. And I think that he'll end up being a guy in most QB league or most fantasy leagues that's a back-end fantasy QB one. I mean, after the bye week, they play the Browns. Like, that's a really great spot for Tom Brady. But then after that, it's the Saints and 49ers, which are two tougher defenses, especially the Saints, who always have Tom Brady's number. So I think he's still a streamable guy in good matchups, but I don't think it's the Bucs offense from last year.
No thanks for me. Not on any of my fantasy teams. Don't think that'll change anytime soon. Ceiling's just not really there.
Yeah, a good matchup, though, with the Browns. Browns defense looks terrible. I don't know what happened to them this year. Hey, Andrew, thanks again for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. We'll catch you over at Fantasy Pros, and we'll see you again next Monday. Thanks again.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll be right back with Fantasy Reality next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Evan, as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. You can follow us on social media on Twitter. That's at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV for the latest news, notes, information, picks against the spread. Again, at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. If you want to follow us on Twitter, that is how you do it. Now, Davis, obviously with all of the NFL going on, the NBA sort of take place second fiddle on a Sunday. It's always the way this usually works. And lo and behold, Sunday night, I'm just sort of poking around. I see Darius Garland has 51 points for Cleveland in a wild game. And then last night, Joel Embiid with 59 points, which is the fifth most all-time in the history of the Sixers, and breaking all kinds of records that Wilt Chamberlain used to do in the past. So two monster games in the NBA happening is, you know, people are just like sort of done. I think personally with sports, after you get to like, you know, watching all day long, at least that's the way I am. And so I just saw this happen. I was like, wow, how did this slip by me?
Yeah, I mean, the NBA obviously is like kind of getting more headlines this season for off the court stuff. You know, the Kyrie Irving mess and the Lakers being a huge mess is obviously a good talking point. But it's been like an absolutely fascinating start to the season. Embiid scoring 101 points over the course of a weekend on a back-to-back over 24 hours. The Utah Jazz trading all those picks and then getting off to a 10-5 start. The Minnesota Timberwolves trading all those picks away, starting horrible. The Golden State Warriors, by the way, have a losing record with all their guys healthy. All those young guys we expect to be playing this year, James Wiseman, Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody, they're not even in the rotation. Kind of fascinating start to the year. Honestly, for me, if NBA fantasy was like more popular, if it was as big as the NFL, I think I would be like, I like the NBA way more than the NFL, like contextually. But, you know, everyone just loves fantasy football. Fantasy football is just such a driver in our country. It's really unbelievable.
Yeah, that is definitely true. Speaking of which, we're going to talk about Jeff Saturday, who, by the way, had to give up his fantasy football team, had a fantasy football team, gave it to, I guess, Eric Decker. I saw that report as he took over as head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. It's time for some fantasy or reality. Boy, there was one point last week where the Colts were 7-point underdogs to the Las Vegas Raiders. 7 points underdog to the Raiders of all teams. And then sort of sense broke out. And then by the time the game went off, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Colts were down to like 3.5 or 4 point dogs. But regardless of that, Jeff Saturday made his debut as head coach in the NFL. They go to Las Vegas. It was a close game. Raiders clearly throwing the ball in the end zone for the win. I mean, it was right there for the Raiders to win. But naturally, the Colts end up picking this one up. Did they get crazy? No. Did this new offensive coordinator get wild throwing the ball? No. They kind of leaned on Jonathan Taylor for the most part, but they did start Matt Ryan. I think that's the reason they won, by the way. Fantasy reality, you were impressed by Jeff Saturday.
Eyes could have been thrown in this situation and it would have just been a nightmare. The kind of, honestly, to me, the takeaway is that so many of these head coaches in the NFL just have to be horrible at their jobs. If Jeff Saturday can come in off the street, figure out like, okay, let's get the ball to our best players. Let's throw to Michael Pittman Jr. Let's hand the ball off to Jonathan Taylor. I think probably, you know, the stuff that'll come up that's going to end up being problematic is, you know, the Colts get into tight games. They're kicking it a little bit too much. But honestly, against the Raiders at this point, feels like if you just get to 21 points, you could let them beat themselves, right? Derek Carr is going to take some bad sacks. They're just, you know, like the Raiders just seem like one of the worst coach teams in the NFL. So I got fantasy. I wasn't impressed, but I was kind of expecting like a tire fire. I think your point is correct, which is had Sam Ehlinger started this game, I think it would have looked a lot less impressive. Yeah, right. So I got fantasy, but I'm not like unimpressed either.
Yeah. I mean, you have to understand that in order for Jeff Saturday to be the head coach of the Colts, he has got to be best friends with Jim Irsay. Like, that's the yes. only way that this is happening. And as having that strong relationship, we'll never know. But I am convinced that Saturday went to him and said, hey, man, like, you got to give me a real chance here if I'm going to do this. And it may end up, and Davis, you brought up a good point last week, this may end up costing them a draft pick because there's no way Matt Ryan's going to be benched next week. He's going to be playing until the end of the year, and they're gonna lose a pick for this. But I was impressed. Listen, to step out and win any NFL game is really important. He did have good coaches behind him with Fox and Bradley. I get that. That is true. While it can be true that the Raiders stink, you also have to understand that as bad as they are, they've been in every single game this season. And next year, I would almost guarantee you against the spread, the Raiders are going to be fantastic because they're going to finish 4-13. They're going to look like the worst team in the NFL. But the NFL is all about a bounce or a fumble or a pick. And that's what that game was yesterday, too. And I wouldn't rely on the Raiders the rest of the year to be covering spreads. Trust me, I found that out the hard way earlier this year when they got shut out by the Saints. But Saints aren't good either. I got reality. I was impressed. This cannot be easy to do. But to me, this is relationship business. And he has a relationship with the owner. Owner wants to put him in there. He got to play Matt Ryan. Davis is right. They play Ehlinger. I think they lose to the Raiders. And I think that's the reason why it ended up happening. So, yes, I am impressed that Jeff Saturday got Irsay to let them start for Matt Ryan.
True. Crazily true. Enough.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that's it. All right. Let's go back to the Mets here. They signed Edwin Diaz late Friday to a long-term contract. So now he's going to be back closing games once free agency began. But interestingly enough, Davis, instead of just paying Edwin Diaz his $100 million, they're deferring the payments for the next 20 years. And we know that the last time they tried to do this, this did not work out very well with Bobby Bonilla. Now, remember, there was also a very different scenario when they did these deferred payments. I want to be clear on this. Remember, Bernard Madoff was involved in this. He was at the press conference for Bobby Bonilla, too. He was telling the Wilpons, defer all your contracts. I'll make you the money by the time you have to. I don't even want to get into it. Fantasy or reality, the Mets should avoid deferred payment contracts. I think contextually, these are two completely different things, but they seem lumped together, Davis, because of the last time this happened.
So here's the thing. From a franchise perspective, this is actually very smart. $1 million today is not going to be worth $1 million of purchasing power 20 years from now. I mean, I think about what Bobby Bonilla's contract would have bought the day he signed it versus what his deferred payment gets now. I mean, like the value of a dollar I mean, absolutely crazy. I mean, we are at like a record inflation period in Western society right now. The reason to avoid deferred payments is for the memes. Sorry, everyone loves to joke about LOL, the Mets, that's so Metsy. They defer the payment, Bobby Bonilla Day, you know, what a failure of an organization, yada, yada. This is really no different than deferring payment on your house, right? With setting up a mortgage. No one, the richest people on earth, are not buying their houses in cash. They're making monthly payments because it just makes more and more sense. You're getting to borrow money from a bank at a rate that is smaller than inflation. You're actually making a little bit of money back by doing housing payments that way. It's the same thing. So this is a fantasy. They should make the right financial decision, even if there is, you know, even if it is a meme, basically.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting his money either way. So fantasy for me, for sure. And by the way, if it helps a franchise operate, then you do it. I think the only question, and eventually we'll find out the answer to this, is Steve Cohen, the owner of the Mets, who has, you know, arguably as much or more money than any owner in baseball, why this needs to happen for the franchise. Like, that to me is the one thing that I wonder. And does that signal what the Mets offseason may look like if they're having to defer their contracts for only $100 million? I say only, but again, with the way that the Mets spend, Lindor and all these other guys, I mean, do they need this to end up signing Brandon Nimmo or something along those lines? If they do, that's a little concerning, because I thought this guy could do whatever he wanted to do. But conceptually speaking, fantasy, defer the contract. Do whatever you do to got to make it happen. But this does not seem like a Mets thing at this moment. It seems like the Mets could just give out hundreds of millions if they had to. So I'll say fantasy. All right, finally, 50th birthday for, was it Dwayne Wade or Gabriel Union? I think it was Dwayne Wade's. Dwayne Wade's 40th birthday. Excuse me, not 40. 40th birthday. I'm going to be 50. He's going to be 40. So for Dwayne Wade's 40th birthday, his wife, Gabrielle Union Davis, ended up getting a tattoo in honor of the birthday, interestingly enough. Now, we may be coming from way different sides on this, so I'm very curious. Fantasy or reality, you would be happy if somebody got a tattoo for your birthday, Davis?
Happy. I mean, I wouldn't hate it. I wouldn't be like, oh, this is the weirdest thing ever. I mean, I have a bunch of tattoos. Interestingly enough, my wife does not have any tattoos. I'm always like, I am pro tattoo. I have some that are kind of stupid. I don't mind a kind of stupid tattoo. You know, your human form is, you're here for a good time, not for a long time, I guess, with the tattoo stuff. So I guess reality. Yeah. I mean, I would think at the very least, it would be pretty funny. It would be a good story. So at least I would go with that.
All right, so this is all my fault here, because I was fully prepared for this story and just botched the whole thing. So Dwayne Wade, who is 40 years old, got the tattoo for Gabrielle Union. This is all on me. I totally fudged this whole story, which makes it more interesting and fun, I guess. But regardless of that, okay, so this is a fantasy. Now, Davis, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, and it does, and listen, I've seen Jewish people get tattoos regardless, but there is adage that in the Jewish religion, that if you get a tattoo, that you are not allowed to be buried in a Jewish cemetery. So I was told that at a very young age, not that when I went away to college, my family said, don't get a tattoo, but somebody told that to me at one point, and that sort of eliminated any idea of me having it. Now, that being said, I know a lot of, you know, Jewish folks who have gotten tattoos, totally cool, you know, whatever they do. So this for me, Davis, would be fantasy. I personally do not have one. My wife does not have one. But I'm not against them. It's not like I find them vile or disgusting or anything like that. But this just is not in my stratosphere on this one.
Yeah, I mean, like, I have heard that. I actually had a couple Jewish friends growing up, and one of the gals, when she went to college, she got a tattoo, and her parents were super upset, because it's the old Abraham McLaw that you can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery, right? That if you get a tattoo. I am very pro tattoo. I haven't gotten one in a long time. I got them all when I was in college. I think some people get to be my age and, you know, you own a house and you got all this stuff and you kind of regret them a little bit. I don't. I love all of mine. I think they're all, like, I like having tattoos. I think they're cool. But that's definitely an age discrepancy thing between the two of us, for sure.
That's for sure. Yeah, that's definitely for sure. But again, maybe I'll get a Sports Grid tattoo before it's all said and done. You never know. All right, we got to take a timeout here on our show. Coming up next, we have the Sports Grid 60, and then the early line coming up at the top of the hour. What a fun weekend of football it was, and NBA last night. So I'm sure Kevin and Donnie will have a lot on that coming up next. Then I'll be back with you at 2 o'clock Eastern for Newswire, so stay on the grid for that. The awards in Major League Baseball are...
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Going to be all getting out this week, so that will be some of our focus today here on the show as well. So stay with us here on FST on Sports Grid, as we'll be back after this quick time up to wrap up our Monday recap fantasy football show. That happens next, so don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. On tomorrow's show, we'll recap the Washington Commanders and Philadelphia Eagles. But before we leave you today, let's get a final thought. Here's Davis with the Sports Grid 60.
So Justin Fields, of course, is the fantasy star these days. It's all anyone wants to talk about. So I would like for everyone to remember when Anthony Richardson gets drafted, when Malik Willis is starting for the Titans next year. Really was like about 6 weeks ago, everyone was leaving Justin Fields for dead, saying, ah, this guy, he's not going to make it. He can't throw. This coach is an idiot. I think for these young athletic Josh Allen, right? Josh Allen, Justin Fields, like, we got to let these young athletic quarterbacks who learn to run first and make plays, and then they kind of figure out how to throw the ball and read defenses next. I'm like a 1 year moratorium on writing these guys off. I think a 1 year moratorium from their first start to when you can start to question if these guys can make it in the NFL. I think that is a good rule for us all to have.
Yeah, feels fair. Jordan Love wishes that would be applying to him, which it does not. All right, listen, now, you know, we've talked a lot about Twitter and this insanity that's been going on since Elon Musk ended up purchasing Twitter. One of the things that he allowed was people to purchase their own verification, and then now they have at least paused or maybe stopped that. But I got to tell you, with this hot stove baseball season and doing some of the reporting that I have, my fingers are a lot slower on the retweet button because, my gosh, there are so many fake accounts that have popped up with all kinds of verification issues. Like, I mean, I don't know. Is this the future of reporting? You know, the general public gets to report, but then we all make mistakes in reporting fake accounts for people at ESPN and Yahoo and everywhere else. Dangerous times coming ahead, that's for sure. Hopefully the verification process ended with that nonsense. That'll do it for the show. Thanks again to Andrew Erickson for coming on. Of course, our great friends at LTN, our graphics department, for my producer, Brett Levy, my co-host, David Smatic. I'm Greg Mish. I'll be back with you at 2. Have a great day.